Welcome to an incomplete guide to personal growth. We invite you to take a breath and take a listen to our podcast that explores the wonder, humor, challenges, and sometimes those self-inflicted wounds on the journey of personal growth.
Our weekly podcast conversations include stories, resources, and tools that you can incorporate into your daily life. We're the mother-daughter duo of Sydney West
and Kelly Arundel. Hey, Sydney.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I am doing well.
Yeah,
I really am. So I was thumbing through pictures last night. I don't know why at the dinner table we were looking for a specific one. And I went years back, and I came across the picture of when we were horseback riding in Garden of the Gods. We went for my mom and dad's 50th or some odd anniversary. And so we all went horseback riding. And there's a picture of Uncle Kurt, or my brother Kurt, Julie, your aunt, and then you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All on these horses. And I was reminded of the time that when we were doing that, and they said, you know, you're just supposed to walk. You're not supposed to run your horses.
Yes.
Well, Julie was bored, so she would stop her horse and let you get way in front of her, and then she'd run up. And she said, I never knew this happened until she told me years later that you, when y'all were doing this, you told on her.
She's not following the rules.
She's running.
Yes.
And she got in trouble. It was like, kind of niece are you? I thought that was so funny.
I know.
I had no idea. You're a rule follower.
If you need, to know anything about me, I think that story tells a lot.
Yeah.
About who I am.
We tried to get you to break some rules.
I know.
You know, like in kindergarten when I say, it's okay if you get in trouble.
I know. It's like I need permission.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
To tell their kids that.
I know.
Oh, it's okay to break the rules.
But it's fun to look at old pictures.
It was so funny. We saw some. Oh, that was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yes. We've done a lot of exploring a lot of different topics. We've had 8 episodes so far. Yeah. So this one, we thought it'd be a good idea this week and next week to kind of take the episodes apart a little more and give more of the hands-on tools. Like at the beginning episodes, we kind of talked about that, but it's been a while and I think it's good to review and to just give people concrete things if they want to work on something rather than them continue to just think abstractly about everything. So the first episode that we did, we talked about mantras. And so can you just remind us what that is, how to do it, some examples?
I can, but I want to go a little back
further. Okay.
not further because we can't go back further than that. But to give a little insight, we got some insight into you about your rule-oriented stuff.
Yes.
To give a little insight to me, I am naturally a person that reflects. It is my personality type. This is somebody who looks at life, who looks at everybody's view of things. And just I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But when I was in college, I was at Centenary College in Shreveport, Louisiana. There's my little plug. I was studying religion, and one of the things they had was called Church Careers Program. And it was, you know, not a class. You just went, and it was a part of the curriculum, I guess, in some way. But we had journals, and we had to reflect every week and turn these pages in to our mentor. Everybody had a mentor, and then you had a small group as well. But with this, there'd usually be prompts, and then once every few, you'd get a free week where you just wrote. But it taught me to reflect. And then I'd take it, and the mentor would read them and mark them, ask questions or whatever to make you think even further. And then you'd meet with them. And I learned this skill of not just going through life.
Yeah.
But reflecting.
Sitting,
And sitting and thinking. And we all complained about, we had to do this week. I hated it. But it was one of the, it was a skill that to this day it serves me well.
And that's a skill. I like that you use that word because it is a skill.
It is. And I don't journal as much, but I have during my coffee time, during my quiet time, I have this thing that I just reflect. So I think that this reflection, along with other tools, has allowed me to experience life in a different way, in that I don't sit there and think of what's happening to me in life, but how am I participating? How am I responding to the life events?
Yeah.
I'm not
it's more
a bystander. I'm fully participating.
Yeah, it's like life isn't happening to you. You're in life.
And what happens to me usually happens to everybody at some point. You know, the hard things, the fun things, you know. So, and it made me realize through these reflections is that I'm a part of something bigger than me.
Yeah.
It's just not me. What I do, how I respond, how I react affects my immediate family, my community, the people I encounter, those fringe ones that we talked about of friends.
Yeah.
It affects them. Yeah. Is there's a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. So that has really been beneficial.
Yeah.
And then one more thing before I get on.
Okay.
So I remember at one point years ago, I used to say, and it was a saying everybody said, probably still do, oh, life's a bitch. Sorry, that's a cuss word.
But yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's life's the phrase.
We would say that, right? And go, when something bad would happen, you know? And then one day, I can remember, something happened, probably a flat tire, something really annoying. Yeah. And that phrase popped into my head, and then I thought, yeah, but not really. Because for everything that is a, there's this joy, and there's something else going on in my life.
Yeah, it balances.
It's not just that event.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to broaden my scope to go, and it's also so great.
Yeah.
Because I have somebody to call on, or I have this happened, or, I mean, there's always a balance.
Yeah.
That's it's cool. Not just all lopsided. And people that have experienced extreme losses, I watch them.
Yeah.
And I see how they've moved through things and gone, and they still find something. They find the grace of other people. They find something that offers them more. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So so talking about mantras, right? Yeah. Is that where you wanted me to go? Okay.
But you know, it's good to have the background though.
So yeah. Thank you. Because you can call it a mantra. You can call it an utterance. You can call it a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I can't leave spirituality out of my life. And I mean spirituality in a broad way.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
I have learned a great deal from others. Buddhist groups I've participated in and readings.
Yeah.
And I think that no matter how we look at it, there's a thread that runs through us.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you call it spirituality, religion, whatever you want to call it. Spirituality is different than religion.
Yeah,
but it is. Whatever it is, there's a thread.
Yeah.
And so we have a commonality.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So when I think
of mantra. Well, you would teach classes all the time about like higher power. So
yes, yes. It's not that I was at a place where you couldn't use certain, term, you need to be broad because there were all different people from different walks of life. And so we talked about spirituality and spirituality is so personal. I came across this today. This is my thought morning. Was, so what is that thread? And I can't name it.
Yeah.
But when you look at a tree,
there
are so many different types, different shapes, different things, different fruits, trees. Different whatever. But what makes a tree is it produces wood.
Yes.
That's the commonality. So what, there is a commonality within us all that is a human spirit.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, soul, whatever it is.
Is this common? Is this the first time we've brought up trees?
I think
it
is.
Because I feel like every time we you always talk about trees.
Tree analogist, right?
Yeah. So this is only the first time of, I'm sure, many times eventually where trees will come.
Yes.
What type of tree are you? Oh my
gosh. What type of tree are you? Well, that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing.
We'll do that sometime though.
Hey. Tree is a good analogy, definitely.
But
there's a common thread.
There's commonality there. Yeah. So what is a mantra?
Yeah.
For me,
there
are many different types and different ways of doing this, but for me, it's something that I carry through the day and sometimes through a week.
Yeah.
And if it's really bad, a month. But it's creating words that carry me. Let's say.
I actually do have an example.
Yes, help me.
I do one if I can't fall asleep.
Yes.
I literally have the mantra of, like, I'm tired. Like, I am tired. And I'll just, like, think through that. And then usually eventually that'll carry me or at least get me into a calm enough state.
That's good.
So I do use that.
Because when you're doing that, right, it's mm-hmm. like, I am tired. What does tired feel like? It feels yes. like this. Mm-hmm. It feels like this. And I slowly.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So mantras can do all kinds of things. Sometimes I think about, okay, so one way to do it is, okay, it's in the morning. What am I going to do that day? Mm-hmm. What is required of me this day? Or this week. Maybe yeah. it's a hard week. Whatever. But let's say day. Yeah. What is required of me today? Mm-hmm. Okay, what do I need?
Yeah.
What do I need for see this it. Day?
Yeah.
I might need joy.
Yeah.
Like I did today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might need to find a deep peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might need wisdom.
Yeah.
And so the way to put that together is maybe if you want to use your spiritual power, yeah. you may say, God, help me move with wisdom through this day.
Yeah.
Or you yeah. might just simply state, I will listen to wisdom today.
Mm, yeah.
I will seek guidance today.
Yeah.
I will seek guidance today.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that guidance for you is that deep inner?
Yeah.
Is it beyond? Yeah. It's both?
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
and, right?
And mantras are meant to be used, like, when you feel yourself kind of getting away from what, like, mm-hmm. let's say you gave yourself, like, I want to seek wisdom. If you see yourself kind of getting away from it, then it's mm-hmm. meant to, like, pull you back
yes,
to center.
It pulls you right? back. All that. I used yeah. to write them out on little post-it notes, littler ones, and put it in my pocket.
Oh, nice.
So that I would know, because if I was working, like at the church, I'd have yeah. keys that I'd have to go unlock different things, you know,
yeah.
or whatever. And it was always there. And so it would be a reminder. You know, I tried it on my phone before, but
sometimes.
You open it so often and it looks at your face and opens so fast
yes,
anymore.
The screensavers and
it
stuff.
It doesn't, it lost its...
Loses its meaning, I think.
Yeah, for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I find a piece of paper,
yeah,
you know, something that would remind me through the day
yeah.
to come back to that.
Yeah.
And it just, it grounds me.
Yeah.
It reminds me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I say it enough, suddenly it'll just rise.
Yes. Yeah.
And if I use it the whole week, maybe mm-hmm. I'm working on something. I can remember when y'all were little. God, I got so tired of saying, hurry up, let's go, hurry up. It wasn't on y'all, it was on me. I was trying to. And I remember, I thought, I need. And for the longest time, mine was, have mercy on me. I am rushing through my day.
Mm.
And I was on the treadmill saying that. Now, is that ironic?
That's ironic.
I'm rushing through my day as I'm going on the treadmill,
it's so
right?
funny.
But it was, stop, Kelly, be present.
Yeah.
And I could do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did that for weeks, probably, on that one. Because
oh.
I was,
yeah.
I like to run. I am in a hurry all
yeah.
the time for no reason.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even go anywhere, but I was hurrying.
Right.
But, so, and, yeah.
So going off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking mantra, so you have to kind of
yes.
reflect a little bit. And so episode
yes.
two, we talked a lot about sitting with yourself, reflecting with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to kind of even help create these mantras,
yes.
Like looking at the good and bad, like what are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about, I think, just sitting in the uncomfortable and stuff.
Yes.
But what are maybe mindsets we can have when we reflect? What are... You know, we look at good and bad, like
yes.
ways
you look,
to do that.
Ways
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah. And your journaling was good. We
some
could definitely journal.
Journal. Mm-hmm. And you know, journal. Somebody the other day used it. Excuse me. There's journaling and there's also just getting stuff out. Somebody called it a brain dump.
Oh, I
and
like
just
that. Mm-hmm.
writing, first thing, whatever thoughts, just to get them out.
Yeah.
And see what comes.
Yeah.
And I notice that when I'm upset or whatever, I'll write differently than
oh,
when I'm
I
just
write,
writing.
So, like, to get my feelings out, it's way easier through writing.
Right,
yeah.
and sometimes
yeah.
I can't even read my own writing afterwards because I'm just writing so quickly. But
yes.
to write them down and get them out, they become more concrete,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see it. And yeah. that I used to journal a lot, so that was really helpful.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I got rid of them all, so nobody could find them. Yes. But writing them down, mm-hmm. I sit with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And just see what rises.
Yes.
Just in the quiet.
Yeah.
And make trying not to get on my own brain
yes.
spin. That's
yes.
a whole other session.
But then
session
seeing
we're
what rises,
about.
Like if you feel something, then maybe that can contribute to the mantra you create.
Am I anxious? Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I feeling anxious? Why am I uncomfortable? Why yeah. am I frustrated? Asking the questions, because if you find yourself snapping or being frustrated, why am I asking the question? Why am I frustrated? Oh, yeah. because I really hate my hair this week. And that's legit. Okay.
Yes, so, it is. It's legit.
It's little stuff like, it's not always big stuff. It's little stuff.
Yes.
I didn't feel listened to
yeah.
in this conversation. I didn't, mm-hmm. You know, I wrote some stuff down, you know, just asking those questions. Why am I frustrated?
Yeah.
What is missing?
Yeah.
What is fulfilling me? Where am I finding the fulfillment in my life?
And maybe I should do more of that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe I said yes to something and I'm really irritated that I didn't have the guts to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm stuck in doing this. Okay, that's okay. What am I going to do with that next time? How am I going to build myself
yes.
to go, let me think on that instead of answering you. I'll yeah. answer you in a little bit
mm-hmm.
and letting that go.
Yeah.
So it's just asking yourself questions that you may ask somebody else. What's bugging yeah. you? You know?
Well, and I feel like, because we had a conversation about this the other day, is like, if you don't take this reflecting time and stop, then mm-hmm. I feel like you get into a spiraling, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of where we're leading a little bit?
Yes, a little bit. I want to talk about... we'll send a link.
Oh, yeah.
This is called an emotion wheel.
Yeah.
And most of the times we have very few words to talk about our emotions. I'm angry. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm sad. I'm disgusted. Mm-hmm. I'm fearful. I'm surprised. But what is behind that? I'm angry. Well, that doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why are you angry? It's taking that extra step. That's what reflection
That's
is. Why are you angry?
The extra step.
Well, I'm frustrated. I'm humiliated. I was humiliated in that meeting today. I'm angry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so behind the anger is another emotion.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these. I feel violated. I feel mm-hmm. ridiculed, resentful. Yeah. Somebody else got a promotion. I didn't. Made me mad. But behind the anger is resentful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get, the more we can name...
And be more specific.
Yes. Yeah. The more we can deal with it.
Yeah.
Because if it's a blanket, because mm-hmm. then we can begin to have discussions if needed or name them for ourselves to go.
Because then it just validates it for you. You can say, yes, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that just helps you like move on. Sounds like so flippant. But just like continue going forward with new information, basically, I think.
And then... You know, then we can, when somebody asks us, you know, why did you just snap at me? Because this happened at work and it's not an excuse. I apologize. And this is what's going on behind me right now.
Yeah.
And I can remember when y'all were little, kind of littleish, probably not too long ago. If something was going on with me, I would literally tell you, today's not a good day to ask a lot of me. Because the answer will probably be no, because I don't, I'm processing some other stuff. So I need some space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then you go, okay, I've been there too.
That is fair. Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, mm-hmm. when you'd come home from school or whatever else it was, and you'd be upset, mm-hmm. what's behind it?
Yeah.
You know, what? Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, that's reflection that we all need to do.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Why am I frustrated? What's missing mm-hmm. in my life?
And don't, like, let yourself stew. And mm-hmm. I think the reflection gives you the chance to, like, acknowledge it and then have a way of letting it go so you don't just, like, stew in those emotions.
Examine it and ask for help with it, mm-hmm. you know? Begin to think things through. Okay, this happened. What am I going to do with it? And the other thing is an important question. What have I done for me lately?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's important
mm-hmm.
to find out, I need to do something for me. It's not selfish.
No.
It's self-care and growth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So.
Yes.
That's episode two. And then let's, okay, so we'll move on a little bit to episode three a little bit. So
okay.
What's that have to do with mistakes and what we do with them and like how to move on from them. And I think a topic that we can kind of touch on a little bit, and I'm sure we'll do an episode later, is in these mistakes, you can kind of like make your own suffering a little bit.
Yes, we add to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a plug right now. This is a book by Thich Nhat Hanh. Mm-hmm. It's called No Mud, No Lotus. He died a few years back.
Yeah.
A very wise monk. He also has a book called Living Buddha, Living Christ.
Oh, and
I talk about spiritualities and moving it together. Faith coming together. He does a wonderful job of pointing some similarities out.
Mm-hmm.
But in it, he tells a story about an arrow. When an arrow, let's say an arrow hits us, I'm just using my arm, and it hits us there, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
There's some suffering. If an arrow would hit the exact same spot, it wouldn't just double it, the pain. It would 10 times. It just magnifies it.
Yeah.
Well, when we are suffering, let's say, what's a good thing?
I don't know.
What's a good thing to suffer with? I don't know. That's not the question.
Let's say somebody, I don't know. Let's just say somebody said something mean to us. Let's
somebody said something.
That we didn't appreciate.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Somebody said, Kelly, you're too loud.
Yes.
And.
You quiet down.
Yeah. Just be quiet because you're so loud.
Yeah.
Well, I can go, okay, that didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was I loud? Maybe. That is who I am, but maybe the time wasn't good to be loud. I can examine it and then go, okay. That's also their opinion. My voice carries. I've known that. Yeah, and I can let that go.
Yeah.
Or I can go, God, you're so stupid. I wonder when else you were loud.
Yeah.
I better not ever talk again in this group like that unless I'm with. I can go on and I can spin a tale of how they don't even like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so loud. I bet they won't invite me back.
Yeah.
I bet I won't get asked to lunch next time. I bet I won't whatever it is, I can spin a tale and my suffering, that arrow that I keep putting in my own arm, it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm suffering even more. And they're not even truths.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the time they're not truths.
Most of the time they're not truths.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, they're somebody else's truth.
Yeah, not yours.
Not mine. And so it... And, you know, let's say the boss, you get a text or a memo, whatever they do these days, from the boss. Come to my office.
Yes.
I'd like to see you for a few minutes. You know, well, I can just go, oh, boss wants to see me. Or I can go, oh, my God, what'd I do? I wonder if I'm good. And spin a whole nother tale.
Yeah.
And then even make up conversations I'm going to have. Well, I did this because of this. I did.
Yeah.
And then I can get in there. And the boss may say, I need your signature on this form because you forgot to put it on there. Oh.
Yeah. Whereas
I created this whole thing of suffering. And the thing is, my body doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
My body thinks that I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
When I'm not.
Yeah. I have another thing kind of on mistakes. So you make a mistake. Mm-hmm. I feel like apologizing is different as an adult than it is when you're a child. Right?
Yes,
and
Sydney.
I feel like, what? I feel like we're not taught that transition very well.
Okay.
What?
Why I'm sorry, I'm laughing because
I'm serious.
I overheard a conversation that you had with Lauren when you were little. And she had done something.
Oh, I know this.
And she had done something. And she said, sorry, and went on.
Yeah.
And you pulled her back. And you said, Lauren, that's not how you say you're sorry. You make your face like this. And you looked sad.
Oh, man.
You said, I'm sorry. And looking sad for moments, you know, count to five or something. So that's how you say you're sorry, Lauren. And so, so when you say it when you're little.
It's so different. And I feel like adults also want something more out of apologies.
They want an ownership. Yeah. I recognize that this hurt you. Mm-hmm. Or I recognize that I ran into your car. Whatever it is. You know, come on.
Yeah.
And there's this ownership. You're old enough to take ownership of it.
Yeah.
It's time to.
Yeah.
Move, you know.
Yes.
To own up.
Own it, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And when somebody, I don't know, I have this thing that sometimes people can't deal with their own stuff.
Yeah.
So they do something.
Yeah.
And they're not even aware of it. I have a thing that, and I'll put this on our website thing, but where I give it back to them. I don't throw it. I give that back and go, when they can deal with it, with their higher power, with their God, it will be there waiting for them. And I pray that that will happen in their time, not on my time, because my time's now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen on my time.
Yeah.
And I would do this. I've done this with Lauren. Mm-hmm. I've done it with you. I've done it when nobody knows it but me.
Right.
But I give it back going, they're where they're at, not where I want them
want
to
them
be.
Want them to be, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're not me. Mm-hmm. And I can give them whatever they threw at me.
Yeah.
Their words, their anger, their piddly, whatever it is, and go, God, that's theirs. That's not mine to deal with. So I'm going to gently give it back. Mm-hmm. And I do like this just because yes. my hands are going forward
yes.
over their head so that that's theirs. It's waiting for them yeah. in a gentle way when they're ready to deal with it. And it's amazing that when they deal with it, what joy, you know, not and, for me, but that, wow.
Yeah. And I think that can even go both ways, whether you're the one that something happened to, or if you did
if
something
it was
to somebody
me that
else,
did it. Yes.
And you have apologized and said what you can,
mm-hmm.
then you almost have to be like, well, if they're not ready for it, I can't
it's
control that, but I can say, like, you know, this is still there. They
yes.
can hear it when they want to, or maybe they just choose not to. But you've
yeah.
done what you can, so you can kind of again,
yes,
like,
and
kind
you
of
have
release
to release,
it.
And you're not responsible for mm-hmm. their feelings.
Yeah.
What is that saying? Yeah, I guess maybe that's it. I'm
yeah,
not
responsible.
You know,
yeah.
something may make me angry, but mm-hmm. I have to, that's mine now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our first three episodes. I feel like that's a good.
That's a good, yeah.
That's a good kind of stopping point. So, and then we'll spend yeah. the next week kind of going through the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. And let me say no. to. Remember how Dad, when we talk about medical things, doctors and
yes.
stuff, he goes, they call it a practice for a reason.
Ugh.
Because it's a practice. They don't have all the answers.
Ugh.
They're
yeah.
practicing.
Sorry,
well,
doctors.
That's what these tools are.
Yeah.
I have been practicing these, and I'm still practicing these.
Yeah.
And still can't mm-hmm. quiet my mind some days. And still can't do things, mm-hmm. quote, the right way. You know, but if I practice them long enough, they have seen me through some of my hardest, mm-hmm. all of my hardest moments, I have to say.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that includes with mm-hmm. one of my daughters who life got too hard.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to. She has fought through it, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard.
Yeah.
When she didn't want to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it saw me through that.
Yeah.
I know for a fact it's seen people through deaths of their children and loved ones and
my
spouses and postpartum stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a practice.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have various tools to go back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll try and like list these out in our show notes as well.
Yes.
But I feel like that helps kind of delve deeper into the tools that we've mm-hmm. been not glossing over, but just kind of talking about,
yeah.
and then hopefully just gave you a refresher a little bit on things that you can do
yeah.
to help yourself and to grow.
Yeah.
yeah.
Ask yourself questions. Just
yeah.
ask yourself
Definitely.
Questions. And yeah. and be gentle with the answers.
Yeah. That's good too.
Yes.
But yes, you can follow us on Instagram, check out our website at incompleteguide.com. We've got a Patreon, YouTube channel. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. That support really helps. And again, feel free to, you know, suggest topics to us, to ask us questions, and we can eventually hopefully answer a few on the podcast. And we want to shout out to our Patreon supporters, Lauren and Jake Pilch. as well. And next week, so we will be just continuing this tools talk, mm-hmm. give you a few more things to kind of review and yeah. refresh on.
Yeah. And I think if you go to our webpage, I think there is a meditation on there.
Yes.
There's a meditation you can look at. Mm-hmm. A loving kindness one, I believe, is what we posted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple blogs.
Yeah. So yeah. read away, definitely. Yeah.
All right. And we look forward to next week with you, and we can take a breath and take a listen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of An Incomplete Guide to Personal Growth. There are many ways you can stay connected. Follow us on Instagram at An Incomplete Guide Podcast, where you can sign up for our email list and get posts that delve deeper into our weekly topics. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast page wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would really appreciate a rating and sharing us with your family and friends.
We're so glad you chose to spend your time with us and hope there was a thought, a resource, or a laugh that you can take on your journey. We'll be here every Tuesday for you to take a breath and take a listen.